Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme is entitled Flying the Nest and is inspired by my two nephews, Stuart and Stephen, who have just started university. It's a big step for them, including leaving school, leaving home, going into a flat or into halls of residence, and starting a whole new life as students. They are classic cases of flying the nest. It brings back memories in my own life. My dad took me to my hall of residence. Much later, he told me, "You were rushing on ahead, up the stairs to the front door. Onwards and upwards. You didn't notice me lagging behind, carrying suitcases, with a tear in my eye, realizing my son is flying the nest here." Birds live in nests. But they are not really being all that birds can be until they fly the nest. One day, a baby bird was standing nervously at the edge of its nest, high up in a tree. It was summoning up the courage to make its maiden flight. Its mother whispered encouragingly in the bird's ear, "Go on, fly. You're a bird. You can fly." Birds were designed to fly, just like fish were made to swim. So what are you and I made for? Our muscles were made for movement, our brains were made for thinking, creating, imagining. Our whole being was made for giving and receiving love. We were made for growth, mastering new skills, scaling heights, achieving the formerly impossible, breaking new records, conquering fears. As you can see, there are many answers to the question. One of the answers to what are humans made for is, human beings were made to walk on water, to soar to new heights. For risk-taking, for danger, for living on a wing and a prayer, for pioneering, stretching, for depending on God. We were made to face challenges. So don't look down in fear saying, "I wasn't made for this." As surely as birds were made to fly, as surely as fish were made to swim, we human beings were made by God to soar to ever new heights. They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will walk and not faint. They will run and not grow weary. And the thrill of walking on water and the thrill of flying becomes addictive as we want more and more of it. So go on today. Fly. Go for it. You're a human being. You were made for living.
All of her days have gone soft and cloudy. All of her dreams have gone dry. All of her nights have gone sad and shady. She's getting ready to fly. Fly away. Fly away. Life in the city can make you crazy. The sounds of the sand and the sea. Life in a high rise can make you hungry. The things that you can't even see. Fly away. Fly away. In this whole world, there's nobody as lonely. looking for lovers and children playing. She's looking for signs of the spring.
Where is the spring?
She listens for laughter and sounds of dancing. She listens for any old thing. Fly away. Fly away.
Life is full of stages. My dad's advice is, each stage has advantages and disadvantages. Just accept that and make the most of it. But don't live in the past and don't live away in the future. Embrace and enjoy the present moment, this stage. Life is full of transitions from one stage to the next. So we find ourselves flying the nest repeatedly. Being born, starting school, starting work, getting married and so on. The question in life always is, to change or not to change? That is the big question. Change is what life consists of. When you watch a hospital monitor graph going up and down, you don't have to worry half as much as when it shows no change at all. Every moment we are shedding old skin and growing new skin. Every second, cells in our body are dying and new cells are being created. Consider this, if you really could decide not to change, if you really could keep things just the way they are, would you have come out of the womb? Would you have gone to nursery or primary or secondary school? Would you have left school? Would you have left home? Would you have started college or work? Would you have got married, had kids, had pets, moved house, joined a group or an organisation? Would you have committed your life to Jesus and got involved in a church congregation? Just think how different your life might have been if you could not have changed. But would that have been a better life? Would you not still be in the womb? Isn't it true that in spite of all the mistakes of the past, it has been worth it all? And what about the future? For our life story continues. The question is a live one. To change or not to change today? And how ready are you for future changes? Are you ready to leave the womb of earth for the adventure of heaven and eternity? Sometimes, of course, we don't feel very able to fly.
Bird with broken wing locked up inside a tiny cage, till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you have buried in despair.
dash yourself against the stones and flutter terrified. When my love would heal your wounds and lift you there, like a frightened child who starts away at every move. You want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand. I'm waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the stones and flutter terrified. When my love would heal your wounds and lift you there, like a frightened child who starts away every move. You want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me.
We are thinking tonight about flying the nest. The very first time we do that is when we're born. So imagine someone interviewing an unborn fetus and just supposing the fetus could reply. Here's Patricia and myself in this sketch, To Be or Not to Be. Hello, is there anybody there?
Yes, I'm here, but I'm not all there yet.
What's your name?
I don't have a name. I'm still waiting to be born.
So what do folk call you?
The baby, it, the bump. Take your pick, I don't mind.
So are you looking forward to being born?
No.
Why not?
Because I like it here.
You like it out here too?
No, I won't.
Why not?
Because it's nice and cosy in here.
I'm sure your parents will also try to make it nice and cosy for you in your new home.
It's my size in here. Out there, it's huge.
You'll grow bigger.
But I'll never grow big enough to fill my world again.
You'll get over your agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia is a big word, even for a talking fetus.
Oh, sorry. It means fear of open spaces. In fact, some people develop claustrophobia, the fear of being confined in tiny, closed spaces.
I find that hard to imagine.
You would. You're a fetus.
You don't understand. It's dark in here. Out there, it's dazzlingly bright.
We do dark too, usually in the evenings.
I've lived here all my life. I like it here. If it's not broken, why fix it?
You sound like an old codger. Get a life.
And as soon as I'm born, some idiot will smack me on the bum.
No, they won't. Things have progressed since that.
But you can't deny that it is a dangerous environment.
No, but it's not as bad as you think.
I remind you that I am a fetus. I don't do a lot of thinking yet.
Well, you seem to have thought of a few negatives already. Why don't you focus on the positives a bit more?
Like what?
You'll be supported by loving parents.
I'm well supported by my mother already. As for Dad's role in this, I'm too young to know at this stage.
There's a whole new, exciting, wonderful world out there waiting for you. For you to explore and to make wonderful discoveries.
Is that so? Well, let me ask you one simple question. If you were in my shoes... No, that's not the right expression. If you were in my position, would you choose to be born again?
Similar conversations were heard throughout the person's life at key moments, such as graduating to the secondary school, starting college, leaving education to start working, getting married, having children, changing jobs, and so on. Then, suddenly, the person was told that they were terminally ill, and death was imminent. Hello, it's me, the interviewer.
Oh no, not you again.
So how are you today?
I'm terminally ill, that's how I am. That's what the doctors tell me.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that.
I don't want to die.
No, I'm sure you don't.
I've made a lovely life for myself. Wife, kids, grandchildren, good job, nice house, digital TV with a special Sky package. all so nice and cosy. Now this.
Yes, it is a shock.
Why does it always have to be this way? As soon as you get settled, things have to change.
Well, maybe you'll be going to a better place.
I don't want a better place. I'm happy with the place I've got, thank you. As I always say, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Except in this case, your health is broken.
Well, at least there is one silver lining to my cloud.
What's that?
No more interviews.
Well, I'm afraid to say, you just might be wrong there.
How's that?
Maybe you will find that they interview new arrivals there, just like I did with you on Earth.
Don't tell me.
And more than that, you just might find that the guardian angel interviewer is, well, myself.
You? Are you my guardian angel?
Has it never occurred to you that I always pop up at every key moment in your life? And that at every moment of significance, you're always in the same mood? I like it the way it is. It's cosy here. I don't want to change. If it's not broken, why fix it? And I have to try to get you to see the positive advantages of moving forward to the next stage.
Well, I dare you to find the positives in my situation right now.
How about the fact that you are where you've always wanted to be, surrounded by and supported by loved ones, the centre of a loving network, receiving care and attention?
True, but as you say, I've enjoyed all that already and in better circumstances.
Look at it this way. Your aches and pains and anxieties will soon be over.
Yes, but I'll be dead.
Well, that brings me to my trump card, resurrection. You won't be dead long, or at least it will not seem very long, before you will awaken to a whole new life, a new start, a fresh beginning in heaven.
Or hell.
That's it. Always look on the bright side. Does the prospect of eternal life in heaven, happy ever after, with all your loved ones, face to face with Jesus, does none of that do anything for you?
Pie in the sky when you die sounds nice, but I'm not ready for that yet. I just want more life on earth, the way it's I've been, the way I'm used to.
May I remind you that you did not even want to be born on planet Earth. You didn't want to go to nursery school. You didn't want whatever the next stage in life was. And true to form, you don't want to die and be born into heaven. Your problem has always been that you are sales resistant to being born again and again and again, forever. Amen.
Well, let me ask you one simple question. How can I learn to be born again and again?
Have you not learned by now? The fetus doesn't get a choice. Pupils don't get the choice. Terminally ill people don't get the choice.
So, is there any choice? Never?
The choice is whether you are dragged kicking and screaming, or whether you come willingly and eagerly embracing God's generous gift of life in all its fullness throughout this life and in the next life.
Children raised in sorrow on a scorched and barren plain. There are children raised beneath the golden sun. There are children of the water, children of the sand, and they cry out through the universe, their voices raised as one. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. Have you gazed out on the ocean, seen the breaching of a whale? Have you watched the dolphins frolic in the foam? Have you heard the song the humpback hears 500 miles away, telling tales of ancient history, of passages and home? I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. For the worker and the warrior, the lover and the liar, for the native and the wanderer in kind, for the maker and the user and the mother and her son. I am looking for my family, and all of you are mine. We are standing all together, face to face and arm in arm. We are standing on the threshold of a dream. No more hunger, no more killing, no more wasting life away. It is simply an idea, and I know its time has come. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give. I want to be, I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give. I want to be, I want to live. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give. I want to be, I want to live.
That's John Denver articulating the most basic human desire. I want to live, and at every stage of life. If you go back 3,000 years ago to ancient Greece, to Plato, he tells this story. Once upon a time, there was a group of people who lived in a cave, all day, every day. Their entire lives, generation after generation, they sat there around the flickering shadows off the fire in the middle of the big cave. Till one day someone said, I want to live. This is not life. There must be more to life than this. And nobody would go with them, but they determined, I'm going to explore this cave to the far reaches and see where it leads me. And they clambered their way, and eventually they found themselves beginning to lose their sight, because they were reaching the mouth of the cave and the light was coming in and blinding them. But they pushed on, and when they looked out, they saw the biggest cave ever. This cave was bright and light. It had colours. It had all sorts of beautiful scenery with animals and people. A whole new world. And then they thought of their own folk back home in the cave, in the darkness and the damp, watching the flickering shadows on the wall. And in love, they went back to tell them about this new discovery. And they found their eyes unaccustomed now to the dark. But they persevered and clambered all the way back down and found the people just as they'd left them. And they said, you must come out and see this, this whole new world. And they said, why don't you just sit down and have your tea? Why do you have to have ants in your pants? We've lived here for generations. We're happy here. We don't need anything else. What's your problem? And the man had a problem, because he could either pursue this new world without his loved ones, or he could come back and live with his loved ones, knowing there's a world out there I can't reach. And it's heartbreaking. And anybody who's tried to grow and develop, who's had loved ones who won't grow and develop with them, knows that tension. But deep calls to deep. I want to live. And if we love other people, we will accompany them on the journey and explorations of life, and we'll certainly not tie them down and stop them finding their own new discoveries. Here's Charlie Lansborough.
Just recently I was talking to our Jamie, and I said to him, do you know, if I were you, Jamie, I'd consider emigrating to Australia. I think there's more prospects for you with your talents there at present than there are here. Thelma was horrified. Don't be telling him that, she said. And although I too would be devastated to think of him, Louise and little Jacob on the other side of the world, I was trying to think unselfishly, and that perhaps he would have better opportunities in a young Australia. This song is a father saying to his son or his daughter, listen, I understand you've got to go. Go with my blessing. But always remember that wherever you are, I love you.
You're going soon.
you're leaving me. There's a world out there that you have to see. So many things too good to miss. But when you're gone, always remember this. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears
in your eyes
or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your star. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. I can't make you stay. I know you must be young. Against your will, you need to see what lies beyond the hill. You're free to go, have no regrets, so fly away. But don't forget.
God, our Heavenly Father, would also encourage us to fly the nest, to go for it, to burst our eggshell, to live a little, to live a lot, to push the boat out, to embrace every experience, to go into every challenge positively, to seize the moment, to squeeze the juice out of it, to grab every opportunity with both hands. A bit like blind Bartimaeus in the Bible, who when Jesus came along, he chased after him and got healed. So let go and let God, as they say. Let God whisk us off our feet and help us to fly. I remember my first flight in a glider. The surprise was at the verticalness of the takeoff. I assumed it would be like an aeroplane, but it was straight up there, and we were held in the air by the thermals, the invisible air that goes upwards and holds the aircraft in its power. Life is like that. It's not about flapping our wings, all about our effort. It's about God's grace. We are carried in our mother's womb. We are supported by friends and family and professionals and God. And as Isaiah 40 says, they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So bye for now and happy flying.
Still and wait here in the silence. till you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on storms.